it's an interesting motion, because do I move to dismiss the docket? And if I'm moving to dismissing the docket, then the docket's closed, and it would seem to me that there's still work to be done on the docket, provided that of the following conditions that were placed on it. So, in closing the docket, I would think that we dismiss the docket at the same time. I don't want to dismiss it. We would close it. It's an interesting semantics, and I struggle with the fact that it's a dismiss the dockets, but closing them seems to do the same thing. Unless a legal beagle is there that tells me otherwise, then I'd certainly consider including the adjectives, or verbs, I guess.
This is Commissioner Nelson, and in the case of those four dockets, there's nothing more to do. So I think dismissing and closing simultaneously is appropriate, but I will ask Ms. Edwards to elicit us.
Commissioner Nelson, you are correct. Those dockets, those four dockets that are listed at the beginning of the recommendation paragraph, have paid their gross receipts tax, so there's nothing left for them to do, so we ask that they be dismissed and closed. There are, however, three other dockets that are 20053, 20056, and 20057 that have not paid, and those are the action items.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Ms. Edwards. To me, closing a docket is the same as dismissing it, but I see what you're... I'm fine with including the word dismiss and close. And I don't believe it's necessary to include the docket number in those other ones, since they were directly spoken to.
Additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. The motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.